حافظ ده شعرف عارف بالله حضرت اقدس حسد مانا شاعك محمد اختصاب نور الله مرقده لتأيت الإيز من قبت صحابة رضي الله تعالى عنهم اجمعين سيادي دام پوشيدا جمال حق كتاباني سيادي دام پوشيدا جمال حق كتاباني صحابہ کے دلوں کو جس نے بخشا نور یزدانی سیادی دام پوشیدہ جمال حق کتابانی صحابہ کے دلوں کو جس نے بخشا نور یزدانی و سلطان جہات قلب میں تا فقر پنہانی مقام عبدیت کے ساتھ تھی ان کی جہابانی وہ سلطان جہاں کے قلب میں تا فقر پنہانی مقام عبدیت کے ساتھ ان کی جہابانی خدا دیدان نظر کو چھو کے دیکھا تا صحابہ نے خدا دیدان نظر کو چھو کے دیکھا تا صحابہ نے وہ ایمان آج کیسا پاس کے گا کوئی ربانی سیادی دام پوشیدہ جمال حق کتابانی صحابہ کے دلوں کو جس نے بخشا نور یزدانی تجلی گاہ جو جاتی اسی روح منور سے ہر ایک مومن کو ہوتی تھی عطا معراج روحانی تجلی گاہ جو جاتی اسی روح منور سے ہر ایک مومن کو ہوتی تھی عطا معراج روحانی مبارک ان کی آنکھوں کو کہ جن آنکھوں نے دیکھے تھے مبارک ان کی آنکھوں کو کہ جن آنکھوں نے دیکھے تھے نبی کے چہرے انور پہ جلوہ ربانی سیادی دام پوشیدہ جمال حق کتابانی صحابہ کے دلوں کو جس نے بخشا نور یزدانی جنہوں نے مال زر بھی آبرو بھی جان بھی دے دی جنہوں نے مال زر بھی آبرو بھی جان بھی دے دی کوئی جانے گا کیا ان کے مقام کیسے احسانی ہمیشہ ہر صحابی راہ سنت کا تشدائی وہ دیوانے تیرے
لیکن خاک پاتی ان کی سرزمین ہمیشہ ہر صحابی راہ سنت کا تشدائی وہ دیوانے تھے لیکن خاک پاتی ان کی سرزمین یہ کیسا معجزہ تھا دوست و شان رسالت کا یہ کیسا معجزہ تھا دوست و شان رسالت کا شکر بانا کو بخشے جس نے جس نے بخشا نور زدانی خدا ان سے راضی اور عرب سے ہوئے راضی شہادت اس حقیقت پر خدا یاد قرآنی خدا ان سے حقیقت پر خود آیات قرآنی بلا غیر صحابی پاس کے گا مرتبا ان کا کہ یہ منصوص ان پر رحمت حق صدر رحمانی بلا کہ یہ منصوص ان پر رحمت حق صدر رحمانی سیاہ دیدان پوشیدہ جمال حق کتابانی صحابہ کی دلوں کو جس نے بخشا نور یزدانی صحابہ کی محبت کو بھی ہم ایمان سمجھتے ہیں صحابہ کی محبت کو بھی ہم ایمان سمجھتے ہیں کہ ان کے دم سے امت کو ملی تعلیم قرآنی صحابہ کی حیات باوفا تاریخ ایمان ہے جو اختر دے رہی ہے رات دن پیغام ایمانی صحابہ کی حیات باوفا تاریخ ایمان ہے جو اختر دے
زیادہ شیخ عاری باللہ روم وقت ابریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ کی محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ which حضرت is explaining the very chosen personalities that Allah has chosen for the companionship of our beloved Nabi Akram صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and only if we honor them, respect them and follow their way of life then only our iman is complete.
can never reach Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be following Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without following Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And for us, we have to see the men of Allah ta'ala in our time, our shaykh, our mashayikh, those that are following the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah ta'ala has taught us that beg Allah ta'ala to keep us on the straight path, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. And Allah defined it very clearly, sirat al-ladhina namta alayhim, ghayril maghdubi alayhim wal-dhaaleen. Ameen. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Hazrat has beautifully just given a glimpse of what is the great honor of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where in my useless way, with my dirty tongue, can explain even an iota of the great high position of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat has titled this beautiful bayan, Man Qabad Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in. That every Sahabi of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is his great honor and position to explain the personality of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum is beyond our imagination. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were those chosen personalities that Allah chose for Nabi Akram sallallahu to be the followers of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that if we want to remain and first reach them in Jannah, then we have to follow that straight path which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the Sahaba, and in turn they turned the world around. When there was darkness in the world, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nur of Iman, the pages of history, Qur'an Kareem, is clear and very explicit with regard to how Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, in the days of Jahiliyyah, the nur of Iman that Allah ta'ala put in the heart of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we understand and realize that how in the beautiful black inks of the mankabat, the personalities, and what was written with regard to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, how Allah ta'ala explains that the condition was zulumatum ba'dwa fawqa ba'd, that layers of darkness, people didn't know how to live a life of humanity, they were not, you didn't know what is a human being, used to kill one another, murder one another. But when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala sent him as rahmatul lil alameen, and Allah ta'ala sent him with the nur of Iman, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. From directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the world was lost in darkness, and today Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that same condition is going to come on the ummah. That outwardly we'll think that we are living in a time that there is a lot of institutions to gain knowledge. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already foretold how many years ago that when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out of his Mubarak house, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has opened up to me that knowledge will be lifted from the, more knowledge has been lifted from this world. In other words, the nur of Iman, the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be taken away from this world. And we'll find today, we are living in a time where people don't realize what is the great honor and position of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Allah ta'ala declares clearly, وَكُلَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Every Sahabi of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam, Allah has given them the glad tidings of Jannat already. So any Sahabi of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam, a person has a slightest doubt with regard to his honor and position, our Iman is at stake. And we should be very, very careful. These are very important matters of deen, where we are living in a time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned us that this is a fitna of Duhayma. You'll get up in the morning, you'll have Iman. Before you go to bed, you lose your Iman. And as our elders, Mufti Ibrahim Salehji, Damat Barakatum explains, that it seems like the fitna is all this digital world, this digital and all this sending messages. We just read one message and we reply. We don't even understand and we lose our Iman. So very, very important. Hazrat is explaining, where can we understand what is the position of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Siya dida me poshida jamali haq kitabani. Sahaba ke dilo ko jisne baksha noore yazdani. Hazrat says that in the inks of the kitabs, and particularly Allah Ta'ala has made mention in the Qur'an-i-Kareem, Rijal, that these were men, That Allah Ta'ala brought them out from the darkness when they followed the beautiful life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah Ta'ala showed Jamali Haq, the beauty of the true oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was Allah put in the heart of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made an effort. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَوْفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made an effort day and night to bring out Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala from the dark, the doldrums of tyranny and oppression. And then we see the effort that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, and such an effort which was impossible. A revolution, the world could think that these people can never become human beings. But Allah Ta'ala transformed them in a matter of few years. The greatest, the change that took place in the whole world from the beginning of mankind. And forever, you won't get that change, is how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam worked on the heart of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And you see that, the Hazrat is explaining that ta'abani, that means all the time that josh of iman, like the strength of youth, is always shining in their life. Wherever they went, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala used to declare clearly that atruku sunnat habibi liha ulail humaka, whichever environment they were, that we can never leave out the sunnat of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam. So people who don't have any understanding whatsoever, then they want to talk in disrespect with regard to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Such people, there is no doubt with regard to, they don't have iman. Allah Ta'ala save us all the time. We should realize that how Allah Ta'ala put this iman in the heart of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, from the heart of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam. And from this we understand, that is why Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were the best musallis. They made jihad, you couldn't compare, but they are known as Sahaba. From sohbat of the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu sallam, from sohbat to ahlullah, that nur of iman will penetrate our hearts. So Allah Ta'ala has brought us here in the company of our Shaykh, our Mashaykh. This is that whole silsila that leads up right to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So who has blessed Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum with this nur of, everlasting nur of iman? That is, Allah Ta'ala says, رِجَال لَا تُلْهِهِمْ تِجَارَةُ وَلَا بَيْهُنْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala explained in the whole ruku in 18 para, that Allah nuru samawati wal ard. There is only one nur of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala put that nur in the heart of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whoever came with an open heart in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they had to declare clearly that 1 minute before that, we didn't know who was the personality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when Allah Ta'ala let that nur of iman penetrate their heart, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they became the most beloved in their heart. And they gave their lives for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize today direct attack and or upon our iman in different ways. And one terrible way is that people don't honor Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. In fact, they want to break down the foundation of Islam and iman by saying that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala were just ordinary people. They were ordinary people like Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah commands, Kul innama ana basharun mitlukum yuha ilayya. That I am a human being like you. Like Hazrat explained so beautifully, that there are many stones in the world, but there is a difference between a diamond and different diamonds. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared clearly, Ashabi kan nujum, fabi'ayyim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. That my Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when they came in my company, and Allah ta'ala blessed them with the nur of iman, now they are like guiding stars. And till the day of Qiyamah, if you don't bring iman, how they have brought iman, and you don't follow my way of life, how they have followed, then we'll be dreaming to be reaching where they have reached already. They got the title of Jannat in this world. We still have to work for that. Allah give us tawfiq. And as it says, wa sultani jahat e qalb me, sultani jahat e qalb me tha fakre pinhani, maqami abdiyat ke saath thi unki jahabani. Allah Akbar. Hazrat says that wa sultani jahat e that the king of both the worlds, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah ta'ala blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the nur of Iman, then how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this group of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that outwardly they were ordinary mendicants, but in their condition also, Allah ta'ala put the nur of Iman in their heart, and what level of abdiyat they reach. And this is the highest level, to be the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That in the being the slave of Allah, and that is what Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to teach us. That subhanallahi asra bi'abdihi laylam minal masjid haram. When a person realizes that I am the slave of Allah, and how to be the true slave of Allah, we have to learn from the men of Allah who learn from their elders and pious servants, and learn from Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And like our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, that when Allah gives me my plate of food, I sit like a humble slave on the floor. And I don't deserve this. And I take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it's only not through the barakat of our shaykh and our mashayikh, that myself it's easy to speak about this. But I have to ponder that I am conscious of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi puts it so beautifully, that those people who got their honorable share, that Allah has honored them, were to write their love with their blood, that is to become martyrs. We are not, myself, very, very weak. We can imagine what, hearing bombs all the time, and seeing all conditions, which manat is going to knock them. Hazrat says, we are sitting in the comfort of our homes, in the comfort of the masjid, and you bring alive one sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man ahya sunnati inna fasadi ummati falahu ajru mi'atu shaheed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who brings alive one sunnat of mine, that in a time of evil and corruption, and evil and corruption really is not what is happening in the governments, it is according to my way of life, how much I follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or how much I don't follow, Allah save me and all of us, that if we want to lead our own lifestyle, that is the condition, according to the condition of the ummah. In other words, evil and corruption means we don't have the real honor of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we don't know the value of one sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The value of sunnah itself we can't understand. Just to bring alive a sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allahu Akbar. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi says, what it means bring alive? We are living in this time, that the ummah, the live wire of the ummah is the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we got no myself, no life in us. So the kuffar, they are treating us as they want to. Whereas Allahu Akbar, when Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the nur of Iman penetrated his heart, then he said, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one man, I'll go out in jihad and fight against an army of 60,000. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, take some men with you. He said, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you taught us that مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ كَمَثَلِ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّ. A person who's got the nur of Iman in his heart, and the sign of that is, every moment you worried, am I obeying the commands of Allah, according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is a loving person. And those who don't have Iman, they like dead people. So Allah save me, all of us. And this was the practice of our Dada Shaykh, and our Shaykh used to teach us that before every majlis, we make the muzakara of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the live wire of the ummah. So myself, Allah give me, all of us, tawfiq. And Hazrat says that they were ordinary mendicants, but Allah ta'ala made them rulers of the world, which the munafiqeen could not understand. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu declared clearly, our hearts are bleeding for Masjid al-Aqsa, our hearts are bleeding for all, how the mujahideen are giving their lives. But the only way to come back onto that path, he said, inna kunna zalla qawmun, fa'azzana Allah bin Islam. We were the most degraded nation. The so-called superpowers of that time didn't want to rule over us. They said, y'all antum abidu abidina. But when Allah Ta'ala granted us the companionship of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah put the nur of Iman in our heart, then the whole world shivered for us. Until today, Allah Ta'ala's promise is, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُحَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْسَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ. That those who follow in the lifestyle of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Allah, and with that quality of ihsan, that you reach that stage, we are far from that level, but to realize that they were conscious every moment, Allah Ta'ala is with me. Allahu haziri, Allahu naziri, Allahu ma'i, Allah is with me. So Sa'ad, the enemies of that time said, Amir al-Mu'mineen comes himself, will give the keys over Baytul Maqdis. So Allah Ta'ala make me all of us realize that the position of Sahaba Rajam, we can never ever explain the lowest Sahabi, his rank, the greatest wali after the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala cannot reach the rank of the lowest Sahabi of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is Noor of Iman. It comes not from talking, not from bayan, not from kitab. It comes from heart to heart. The spiritual Noor has to penetrate my heart, all our hearts. Allah brought us here, and this is what we beg Allah ta'ala, to let that Noor and kayfiyat ihsan penetrate my heart and all our hearts. خدا دیدا نظر کو جو کہ دیکھا تھا صحابہ نے وہ ایمان آج کیسے پا سکے گا کوئی ربانی. حضرت says those صحابہ were dead, Allah Akbar, Allah honored them, with their eyes they saw the beautiful countenance of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was an embodiment of the nur of iman, the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they just I had a glimpse of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what their heart. And this means what their heart. A blind sahabi comes in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the eyes of his heart, the nur of iman penetrates his heart. Where can we imagine and where can we ever understand what is the level of sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu? And that is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us, the time is going to come. In every Jummah khutbah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to announce and raise his hand, finger, and make it very clear, Allah, Allah fi ashabi. Fear Allah when you talk with regard to my sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Every sahabi and every sahabiya, their name should be taken with great honor, respect, dignity. If it was not for them, where we could be blessed with this honorable majlis. So we should be very careful, especially in the times that we are living in. It is our work is to follow in the footsteps of sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Not get caught up with the propaganda. We say it's propaganda. It's false. And that is what Allah Ta'ala says. They got no ability, no power. Yuriduna yufiu nur Allah bi afwahim. All the propaganda machines, there lies on the news, and we also want to follow that. We have to follow. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, taraktu ala amrim bayda. I left you on a clear path. And azwaliha bin nawajis, that hold firm what your molars onto my way of life and the life of my sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then you won't able, nobody will able to take you away from the straight path. But Allah guide us and we follow the man of Allah ta'ala of today and our shaykh and our mashayikh. Then Allah ta'ala will keep us firm on iman. As I say, tajalli gajo, taati isi ruhi munawwar se, har ek mu'min ko hoti ti ata mi'raj ruhani. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat is explaining the honorable position of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Allah's special tajalli, Allah's special nur, and we can't imagine, Allahu Akbar, the nur of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the first thing that Allah created. And when that nur of iman was in the heart of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba radiallahu came one moment in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat says that every moment how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to his level of abdiyat, how he showed that I am the ordinary slave of Allah. Allah raised him right where even Jibreel alayhi salam could not go. And close to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah Ta'ala blessed Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam with mi'raj. That is, and Allah gave us the great gift of salah. So when Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, we hear their incidents over and over, that in their namaz, every namaz of this, every salah, they used to get the honor of being blessed with mi'raj. And we hear the incidents of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, which we can't understand. But at least myself, all of us, we should be worried, that we are worried, what is the who's winning the war? Those of us, myself, let me take stock, introspection of myself. After the moon has been sighted, till today, have I been punctual with my salah, with jamaat in the masjid? That is what we should be worried. about our salah, our tilawat, our zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be conscious about the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and don't worry about the propaganda, and this is the work of shaitan. So we should not follow the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every sahabi of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the books are clear, and we should read Sahayatul Sahaba. We should read the surah Sirah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our homes. How much nur will come in our lives and in our homes. Hazrat says, Mubarak unki aankho ko, jinke aankho ne dekhe te. Nabi ki chehre anwar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, te jalwai hai ribani. Hazrat says, how blessed are those Mubarak eyes that have seen, have got a glimpse of the beauty of our beloved countenance of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the nur of Iman, and this is very important, that when the heart, the nur of, the eyes of the heart, and the heart is opened up, otherwise there were those people close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They saw our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but their hearts were closed. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, and it shouldn't be in today's time and age we are living in. We have to be very careful, the words we utter, or being on the social media, that is not our work. Our work is to beg Allah Ta'ala to give us istiqamat, to be make us firm on the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat says, jinhone maal wa zar bhi, aabru bhi, jaan bhi de di, koi janega kya unka maqami kaife insani. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who gave their lives, who gave the wealth of this world, did not mean a thing to them. As it is explained clearly, Muhammadur Rasulullah walladhina ma'ahu ashidda'u ala al-kuffar ruhama'u baynahum, that those that were close and what that stood firm with our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is nothing new. What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala went through, we the ummah in today's time can't even imagine an iota of that. When the whole kufr world surrounded Madinatul Munawwara and the battle of Ahzab, and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, when they told the whole kufr world is coming to attack you, walamma ra al mu'minun al ahzab qalu hadha ma wa'adana Allah wa rasuluhu wa sadaqa Allah wa rasuluhu وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا. Their iman increased. And they said, Allah is sufficient for us. And when a person got the nur of iman, then this world has got no value whatsoever. And when they could conquered Rome and Persia, and the, as our Hazrat explained, when the crowns of the kings of Rome and Persia came in front of them, they kicked it like a soccer ball. It meant nothing to them. When Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid went with his spear, 7 shield carpets they laid. He put his spear in them. They were shocked. What is this? So Allah Ta'ala make me, all of us, understand and realize that our real, the stars are only Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And today to get a glimpse of Sahaba, we have to follow the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So great detail Hazrat explains, but try to explain the last few couplets. Hazrat says, Bala khair sahaba pa sakega martaba unka, ke hai mansoos un par rahmat haq fadli rahmani. That where can any odd, after the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the greatest wali also, can never ever reach the rank of the lowest sahabi. And that is from nafs-e-qati, the Qur'an-i Kareem. And the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains this very, very clearly, that Allah's special rahmat, Allah's special favor is upon them all the time. And these were men, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبِ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. All the time they had in their, in front of them, the day we're going to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they did their business, they got married, they led their lives, but all the time, not for a moment, were they unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has brought us to these Mubarak majalis, that we refresh and see, to get perfect iman, without following the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, it is impossible. And in today's time, we have to see the men of Allah ta'ala. When you see them, they'll remind us of Allah. When you see them, they'll tell us about the importance of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And akhirat, not an outward fraud, Allah save me, all of us, to make an outward claim of iman, that is easy. Reality is, When you see the men of Allah and you see them for the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hold firm onto the man of Allah ta'ala. Otherwise a person in today's time and age, we losing our iman, Allah save us and beg Allah ta'ala to keep us firm. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala ki muhabbat ko bhi hum iman samajhte hai, ki unke dam se ummat ko mili ta'aleem-e-Qur'ani. That it is only through the blood of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. They stood tooth and nail, and without the love of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, we can never have an iota of iman. Sahaba gave their lives for Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam, and today we are blessed with the iman. And then Allah ta'ala reminds us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, aminu kama amana an-nas. That you, O people of iman, we say we have got iman, but what is the level and what is the barometer to check? See, have you got iman like the men of iman? Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And we have to see how much we are following the footsteps of our shaykh, our mashayikh, that they are teaching us how to remain firm on the life and hold firm onto the way of life of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And finally, Hazrat beautifully says, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, ki hayati ba wafa tariqi iman. Jo Hazrat takes his order, his name with so much humility, that Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib de rahi hai, raat din peghami imani. Hazrat says, the loyal servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the history and Qur'an Kareem is full, how they gave their lives for iman, and to follow the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam. So it is only logical and it is only sensible that to reach Allah Rabbul Izzat without following our mashayikh and without following or firm onto the lifestyle of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, we can dream of having iman, forget becoming the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant us tawfiq and understanding.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala Rasulil Kareem, amma ba'd. Reading from the kitab Hayatul Muslimin of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh. Chapter number 24, Consultation, Mashwara, Unity, Dealings and Social Conduct. Consultation with sincere, trustworthy people, mutual love and affection, and ensuring that no one is hurt by one's dealing and social conduct are three separate issues that are closely interconnected. For example, Mashwara is only to be made with those people with whom there is mutual love. And mutual love is found only when there is no pain or hurt caused. This can also be understood in the following way. One will be cautious of not hurting those to whom one loves dearly and has affection for. Likewise, unity is achieved in its entirety when mashwara and consultation takes place. It is because of the interconnectedness between these three issues that they are being mentioned here together. Thereafter, Hazrat Amir Rahmatullah has got, in great detail, he has explained these 3 points. One is mashwara, one is unity, and one is to rectify our dealings and our conduct. Inshallah, next week we will read the ayahs of the Quran Sharif and the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam.